Good morning, families. Yeah, glad to see all of you this morning. Yeah, and also good morning for those who are watching online. Okay, watching online, glad that you can join us this morning as well. We hope that you can also join us on site next time. Okay. Our pastors are on pastors retreat in Malacca, and today they are coming back to Singapore. So please keep them in prayer for their journey mercy, that they will reach Singapore safely. Yeah. Last week, we celebrated Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday. Jesus has finished God's salvation work on the cross. He rose from the dead. Jesus has triumphed. All of us are saved, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Now, what should we do? Being saved by faith in Jesus is the beginning of our journey and relationship with God. Our relationship with God must be built. Building our relationship with God is growing in our holiness, where we become more and more like Jesus. Building our relationship with God is growing in our holiness, where we become more and more like Jesus. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I repeat, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me. All of us, we are no longer living for ourselves. We live for Jesus who loves us, and we live for Jesus every day. But the truth is, our lives and circumstances are not easy. We do experience stress in many ways, pressures in our work, our family, expectations from others and ourselves. It is not easy to navigate this life using our own understanding and the prevalent worldview that we have. It is not easy to navigate this life using our own understanding and the prevalent worldview around us. We must be transformed by the renewing of our mind, by believing what the Word of God says, and change our mind to align to His Word. We need to know who God is and living our lives trusting in who He is by faith. The title for today's sermon is Growing in Holiness, Knowing God's Nature and Character. We are going to study a passage in Isaiah that reveals who God is. May I invite all of us to read this passage together loudly? Aloud, all of us read together. Isaiah 40, verse 1 to 11. Okay, let's 1, 2, 3. Comfort. Comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry, and I say, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flowers fade, when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Go on up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not, say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with him. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Okay, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this morning. We want to thank you for your great love for all of us. We also want to thank you for the word that we have just read. Father, we pray that you help us to grow, to know you even more and more. Help us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. And for myself, I pray that you hide me behind the cross. We want to remember our pastors who are on their way back to Singapore. Lord, protect their journey. May the angel of the Lord and came surround them and bring them back to Singapore safely. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In this passage that we have just read, is a prophecy by Isaiah to the people of Judah who were exiled in Babylon. They lost their land. Their temple in Jerusalem was destroyed. And they live as exile, as foreigners in Babylon, in another nation. In their understanding, God has forgotten them. They lost the war because they have sinned against God. They have been defeated and they continue with their lives. But this is not what God had planned for his people. He never forgets his people. God sent his word that God will comfort them. God has forgiven their sins. And God knows that they have gone through much pain and suffering. God spoke to them, revealing who he is. And he is coming for them and deliver them. What can we learn from this passage about God? The first point that we can learn from this passage is our God, verse 1 and verse 2, is our God is the source of all comfort. Our God is the source of all comfort. I will read verse 1 and 2. Comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended. Her iniquity is pardoned. They are forgiven. That she has received from the Lord's hand double for her sins. That her suffering is enough. Is ending. God sent Isaiah to speak comfort to them. Their fighting has ended. God is sending them his comfort and help despite their mistakes and rebellions. God will bring them out from exile back to Jerusalem. God is restoring their lives. God is the one who initiated and comforted his people. God is always the one who initiated and comforted his people. He wants to restore our lives. And we should look to him alone for strength and comfort. We should look to him for strength and comfort. All of us here today have broken dreams, and we try to forget them. It is painful to remember those brokenness, but they are at the back of our mind. Today, God is calling us to come to him and to surrender to Him those pains and hurt that we experienced in the past. Let us receive His comfort. Let us allow Him to take our pain. Some of us have pains and sufferings because of our past mistakes. We sin against Him in our flesh. We made wrong choices and decisions. God is asking us to receive His comfort and His forgiveness. Surrender to Him all our past, all our mistakes. God is expanding His love and forgiveness to His church, Ang Mo Kio Methodist Church. And all of us are able to receive this comfort of His love because Christ has died for us. Christ has died for His church. Knowing that God is the source of all comfort, how can we grow in holiness? How can we grow? This comfort from the Lord is not a one-time event. We receive His comfort daily. And this comfort is the one that sustains us through good times and bad times. We always need His comfort at every season of our lives. This comfort from the Lord, from God, has enabled Apostle Paul to preach good news from cities to cities against opposition, persecution, pain, and suffering. Apostle Paul testifies in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3 to 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any afflictions with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. We can go through difficult times in our office, in our work, in our studies, in our struggle, in our career, difficult parenting season, difficult children, marital problem, and pressing on when our health is failing because the comfort God gives to His church. His comfort enables us to overcome our daily struggle. Let us trust God's heart. Let us trust His heart. Let us come to Him boldly with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace, knowing that from Him we will find grace and mercy. The second point that we can learn from this passage, from verse 3 to verse 5, is our God is the King of Kings. Our God is the King of Kings. A voice cries, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain shall be and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. These verses describe a procession of a king. The king will come, and before the coming of the king, a road must be prepared. God is telling the people of Judah, Israel at that time, that God will lead them out from exile back to the promised land. God Himself will reveal His glory and people will see it. These verses are fulfilled for us by John the Baptist when he prepared the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the King of Kings. We see wars today and many various political tensions in the world. Some strong leaders may rise, and some strong nations will build their military powers. And this affects other countries, other nations. Any nation will worry and be anxious when another nation is trying to exert influence or trying to conquer them. Even within a nation can be divided because of political power struggle internally resulted in a civil war. A civil war alone will break a nation and cause the suffering and poverty for many people. In this chaos, is God the King of this world? Despite the rise and fall of nations, God is on the throne and God knows what is going on. Our God is always on the throne and He knows what is going on. The psalmist says in Psalm chapter 2, verse 1 to 2, "Why do the nation rage and the peoples plot in vain?" In vain, useless, pointless. "The king of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed." When nations are fighting and plotting against each other, their actions are against God's will, and all will be in vain. All will be in vain. The world may be fighting to be number one, but God is the King and ruler of this world. He will judge all nations in His time. He will judge all nations in His time. How can we grow in holiness knowing that God is the King of Kings? Just before Jesus ascended to heaven, His disciples, you can find this in Acts chapter 1, His disciples asked Jesus whether Jesus will restore the kingdom to Israel. Jesus answered them that it is not their concern, but they will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon them, and there will be witnesses for Jesus starting from Jerusalem to the end of the earth. Our calling is more than making our nation a great nation. Our calling is for the kingdom of God to reign on earth as it is in heaven. The Holy Spirit has been poured upon us, and we are called to be witnesses for this King of Kings. We must live our lives according to the values of the kingdom of God. We must live our lives according to the values of the kingdom of God. For example, forgiveness. Forgiveness among us. Faith. Humility. Gratefulness. Thankfulness. The values of the kingdom is what we are living out daily, whether at home, in our workplaces, and in our relationship with people. Let the world see the kingdom of God through His church. The third point that we can learn from this passage is the word of God stands forever. The word of God stands forever. From verse 6 to verse 8, a voice says, "Cry." And I said, Isaiah said, "What shall I cry? What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flowers fade, when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely, people, all of us are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever." The word of our God will stand forever. God told Isaiah to cry to the people that all men is like grass and flowers that wither and fades. But the word of God will stand forever. He is comparing about the transience, the fleeting, the brief life, the short life of a man, and the enduring word of God. The transience of man and the enduring words of God. Yeah, comparing. Knowing our transience, that we are brief on our life on earth, that we are here only for a short while. Knowing our transience, our fleeting time, keeps us humble. We do not think too highly of ourselves because we do not know tomorrow. Our transience help us to respect and honor everyone despite our differences, strength, and weakness, because all of us are the same. We are all fleeting, brief. How can we grow in holiness knowing that we are temporal, finite, while the word of God stands forever? Rick Warren wrote in his book, Purpose-Driven Life, there was one chapter when he is talking about life is a temporary assignment. So he is writing that how I see my life shapes my life. Life is a temporary assignment. How I see my life shapes my life. I will read. In God's eyes, the greatest heroes of faith are not those who achieve prosperity, success, and power in this life, but those who treat this life as a temporary assignment and serve faithfully, expecting their promised reward in eternity. All of us here are pilgrims on the journey of the narrow road. All of us here are pilgrims on the journey of the narrow road. Our time on earth is short compared to eternity. We are to use our time and resources for things that matter for the kingdom of God. How can we do that if the pressure from our society is just so real? The pressure from our society is very real. There is an article recently in China News Asia. This is just one example about children, PSLE. This is why parents go to great lengths to conquer PSLE. But what do their children say? You can read the article on your own. This is just one example how the pressure around us. Primary school leaving examination is one of the major examinations in Singapore. Many parents are very concerned if their children are not able to go to a good school of their choice. The great stress for PSLE, because it is believed that it will determine children's future. While we must be diligent in our work and our studies, our hard work alone is not the reason for our success and future. Our success and future, our success comes by trusting and clinging to the enduring word of God. We must help our children to have assurance and trust in God and not merely on their hard work. Help them to see that everything is by the grace of God. Help them to see that everything is by the grace of God, knowing their steps are established by the Lord. Even if they fall, the Lord upholds their hands. Even if they fall, the Lord upholds their hands. The enduring word of God is what we can clinging on in times of trials. We must love His word, reading and meditating on the word of God daily. Let our eyes, let our faith be fixed on Him through trials and temptation. The fourth point that we are going, the fourth point is our God is a great God, yet gentle. Our God is a great God, yet gentle. Go on up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arms rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. God asked Isaiah to proclaim the good news of his coming. God will come with his might and also his gentleness. Despite his greatness, he will lead the young in his arm and carry them in his bosom. This passage is fulfilled in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus showed the people many signs that truly he is the anointed one. He calms the storm. He walks on water, defying gravity. He provided wine in a wedding banquet and healed many who were sick. Yet, he is gentle towards sinners, towards people who are poor and broken. Jesus is gentle towards sinners, towards people who are poor and broken. Jesus showed them the nature and character of God. How can we grow in holiness knowing that God is great yet gentle? How can we grow? We grow in holiness by continually offering Him our praise and thanksgiving. In every circumstances, we respond to Him in worship and adoration. We worship Him and adore Him daily in our prayers, in our speech, in our conduct. Just like the psalmist says in Psalm chapter 145, verse 1 to 3. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Indeed, God is worthy of all praise, worship, and thanksgiving, our gratitude. Now in closing, dear family, Ang Mo Kio Methodist Church, Jesus Christ died for us so that all of us who live might no longer live for ourselves, but for Him, for Jesus, who for our sake died and was raised. Let us build our relationship with Him by growing to know who He is. Let us pray. Now I would like us to spend some time, maybe a minute or so, to give thanks to the Lord for all that He has done for us, to praise Him, to honor Him, and to adore Him. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your word. We want to thank you for all that you have done for us. We want to thank you that you give us comfort, Lord, every day, every season of our life. We want to thank you for the assurance, knowing that you are the King of Kings, that we do not have to worry when nations rise against nations, that we have peace in you. Lord, we want to thank you as well, Lord, that your word endure forever, that we can stand through difficult times and good times, trusting in your enduring word. And also we want to thank you, Lord, for Jesus Christ. Lord, we want to thank you for your greatness and your gentleness. Lord, we want to thank you for all the good things that we have received, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.